All right, y'all. I gotta post this real quick. Y'all gonna kill me, but I did leave out the Boston Celtics. I don't know how. I forgot. So this is the actual list. But go listen to what I said, because this is what it is. Doing eight through number one off rapid is really hard to do. You're gonna forget some shit. So here's my list. Got Boston Celtics number eight. I got number seven being the Charlotte Hornets. Number six, I got the Hawks. Number five, I got the Bulls. Number four, I got the Knicks. I'm tripping. I'm tripping. Number eight is gonna be the Pacers. Number eight is gonna be the Pacers, and I got the Celtics at number three. I got the Nets at number two, and the Bucks at number one. So basically, my list is Pacers, Hornets, Hawks, Bulls, Knicks, Celtics, Nets, and the Bucks. Y'all tell me what y'all think about that, man. But do not pause it. Do not just leave it. Go listen to what I said before. Because I was tripping. But it is what it is. I did leave the Celtics out, but I do have questions about the Celtics. So for me putting them that high, I'm only putting them there that high because off of just what I think they possibly could do, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're fighting in for a play-in spot. I'm just being honest. But go check out the rest of this video, man. I really just wanted to drop that on y'all right there. Y'all see how it go, man. Let's do this shit. Bang. Good family, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, Taji. Back at it again, another episode. You already know what time it is. My word is my word. We're just gonna keep making these episodes and keep making them and keep making them. Now, I done told you guys I'm about to be dropping content, so this is what's gonna happen. We are going to I have two YouTube channels. I have one for my love for culture and love for my, and one for my Tapestry Tachi. So I'm gonna have those. I'm gonna put the links and make them where they can be accessible, easy as possible, through my Linkify. So go to my Linkify. It should be updated by tomorrow. Tomorrow we are, something special is going to be happening. So I just suggest you follow DKM Sports. Or just follow DKM on Twitter and enjoy. You know, what we got is special and we're just gonna continue to be great. So yeah, I wanna put that out there before I started the episode. Shout out to the media gang. My fam is too lit. It's about time you tap into us, cause I mean if you're not, what is you doing? You feel me? So anyways, here we go. I gave y'all my 1 through 8 for the West. And the OG heard it. He didn't like my 7th pick, but he said he liked my basketball mind. They didn't like my 7th pick for Dallas. And this, I gotta see Dallas do better before I say Dallas will do better. I expected that last year. It didn't happen, so COVID, whatever the case may be. So we'll see this year. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But it's time to talk about the East. The beast in the east. Who is the beast in the east? So we're gonna go from number 8 to number 1 because obviously it makes it harder that way. Makes it more fun. Makes it where you guys can call me for my opinions. Makes it where you can go ahead. You might be right with that one. So let's get into it. Number 8. Can't believe I'm gonna do this. And this is from an unbiased standpoint. See the Charlotte Hornets being the number 8. You see, if I put that there and I say that, that's so wrong. Like, because I think they're going to do good, but I can see why they don't do good. But everything I've been saying, I got to have the Hornets high. So, with the 8th spot, I think the Indiana Pacers are going to be at the 8th spot. I think the Indiana Pacers gonna get the ace five.
Y'all gonna kill me for my East prediction, man. But it is what it is. I was going for Hornets there, but
I've been saying things about the Hornets that, so it kind of contradicts me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been saying things about the Hornets, but I also just think, like, yo, I think the Hornets could be 8th seed, but I also think they could be 5th seed. Like, real shit. So, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, 8, I'm going to go with Indiana Pacers. 7. I'll put the Hornets at 7. I think that's a safe bet. I don't think it's too far out, seeing as they were the 4th last year. I know things are going to settle, but I still think that's a playoff team. If they have the injuries to LaMelo and Gordon Hayward, and a lot of guys were injured throughout the season, and now throughout the season, Devontae Graham suffered injuries, which allowed LaMelo to get starting minutes, allowed to start a spot and, you know, flourish a little bit more. They would be, yeah, but they had consistent injuries all year round. Miles Bridges turned up when a lot of people were injured, but yeah, they were really a 4th seed type of team at that time. So I will put them at number 7, but I like I said, like for the Hornets, they're like 5, 6, 7 for me, and maybe even 8. But I wouldn't be surprised if LaMelo does what LaMelo does. They're higher than 5, so it's really, they're really like, you don't know until you see. You know what I'm saying? We've seen all the stuff that the Charlotte Hornets has been doing. I think they fixed a lot of their weaknesses that they had. I think they brought in some guys who could be versatile. I think they brought in some guys who may be able to have impact. Not day one, but day 30. You know? But we'll never know. We'll see what happens. At the sixth spot, I want to say at 6, I am going to give that to, okay, 6, I'm going to give that to the Knicks. I'm going to give 6 to the Knicks. 5 to the Hawks. 6, Knicks, 5, Chicago, 4th, Hawks, 3rd, this is getting hard, y'all, this is why I do it from 8 through 1, it's actually funner this way. It's actually like, yo, you think that, you know, like, especially when I'm gonna go live, like, the ideas I have, like, the podcast. I'm going to have the new Media Game family member up there. I'm going to be doing this them too, so they're going to have to be putting their shit on the spot. So it's something fun to do, but right now we have 3, and it's, like, really hard for me to just, like, go, damn, like, cosign on what the hell I'm saying. Not even cosign, because I'm saying it. Like, double back on what I'm saying. Like, oh, man. Okay, number 3. I got the Bucks. I got the Nets. And what else? Oh, the Sixers. And the Raptors. I'm not gonna lie, I don't think the Raptors are gonna be a playoff team this year. I don't know. I think Kyle Lowry is a drop off. Like, I think Kyle Lowry isn't going to what they do. I mean, they're a well-coached team, but if they get into the playoffs, it wouldn't surprise me if you play-in, but I think they're going to be a play-in team. I don't even know about Philly, because Philly doesn't have thing. They don't have Ben Simmons, and for all accounts, people think that Ben Simmons is just like, okay, like, take Ben Simmons off Philly, they'll do better. Like, not necessarily. It doesn't work out that way. If you know basketball, you know he's actually typically really their point piece. He's actually really a point guard, like, so. And when he played, it made it easier on Joel Embiid for certain parts, but obviously his play on the offensive end did hinder the team. I'm not gonna act like that didn't happen, but at the end of the day, he does bring
two-way abilities to a team. So to think that this nigga, his value wasn't important, that's kind of out of reach. But hey, it is what it is. So I will say, I believe, actually, I don't think Philly's going to do as good. So I want to switch. I'm willing to say this because I think Kai Jones is going to be tough, right? I think LaMelo's tough, right? I kind of like what I see over there, but I'm scared to say it. But I'm going to die on my sword on this. I think the Philadelphia 76ers is going to be the 7th seed. With all the bullshit they got going on, I don't see them niggas being the top 4 seed. So, which means I could either bump the list up or just put the Hornets at 3. If I was with the Hornets at 3, I'd be wild. Niggas would call my list crazy. I would be shadowing. But you know what? Nah, I ain't wanna die on it. I ain't wanna die on it. Nah, you know what? If healthy, I got the Hornets at the 3rd seat. I can't believe I just said that shit, my nigga. I can believe it, but I can't believe it at the same time. Damn, Trey Burke just shit this nigga. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm watching Dallas's practice this year, you know what I'm saying? They put out their footage, so they got a whole 5-on-5 with their team and stuff like that. I'm just watching them play. Luka's looking to be a... He's looking to look to make more playmaking, and he's putting Kristoff in his positions, man. So, and not his position, in his spots, like in the border spots and stuff like that. You know, some point guard shit. So, but yeah, Kristoff looks more mobile. He looks healthy. You know, running up and down the court. So, but yeah, I know I was bugging 3rd seed. It was wilding. So I'm gonna do this right here, y'all. I'm gonna do this right here before y'all kill me. I'm just gonna bump everybody up one. So, 8 Indiana Pacers, 7 the Sixers, 6 the Hornets, 5th the Knicks, 4th the Bulls. Actually, I'm not even gonna lie. I think Trae Young might have some difficulty. So I actually want to say 4th Bulls, 5th Knicks. No. Hawks, 5th. Bulls, 4th. And for some reason, I'll give Knicks 3rd. I could see them getting the 3rd. I don't know. They be under the radar, but they played good last year. I think they're going to play better with Kemba, so... I mean, that's wild to put Knicks at 3, but it's not, though, because their defense is really good in the regular season, and that kind of helps your record. So, y'all get what I'm saying? So, I don't want y'all to think I'm crazy. Like, that's why I'm making that. Like, I think the teams that are good defensively are going to be the teams at the 3-4-5 spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like at the top 3 is going to be the juggernauts that we know. And then after that's going to be the defensive lineups, and then obviously Hornets, they're a run-fast team. They're gonna do what they do. So then I got basically at 8 I got Indiana Pacers, 7 I got the Philadelphia 76ers, 6 I got the Hornets, 5th I got the Hawks, 4th I got the Bulls, 3rd I got the Knicks, 2nd I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I see the Brooklyn Nets being the 1st seed, but only if this shit with the Kyrie shit is solid. Cause like I think if they play a lot of, I think they realize they gotta play a lot of games with each other this year. They can't do the shit they was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I could see them getting that 1st seed. I could see KD. I don't know. They don't want to give KD MVP unless that nigga standing damn near by himself. So, you know what, I'll say this. I go Bucks get the 1 spot, and the Brooklyn Nets get the 2 spot again. I could live with that. I could live with my list being number one, the Bucks. Number two, the Nets. Number three, the Knicks. Number four, I'm not even, but I'm from New York. I'm not even a New York fan, but I'm putting them niggas up there. Number four, the Bulls. Number five, the Hawks. Because I don't think the Hawks are going to have a complete drop off. I just think that Trae Young is going to have a little bit of difficulty in the first 20 games dealing with that new change. So potentially, like, I could actually see the Hornets being better than the Hawks. Like, just through the regular season. Not like on some, oh, they're actually better than the Hawks. I could see them just potentially having a better record because their style of play. They're going to, like, old teams on back-to-back nights are not going to want to be running with the Hornets. Hornets are going to win games like that. You get what I'm saying? Hornets are going to win games like that. Believe it or not, not everybody comes to play for the regular season, bro. So, teams that are just always running and coming at you with so much energy, most times those teams always advance. Like, that was actually this Oklahoma City Thunder. People don't know. They had KD, but outside of KD, they had to run fast pace. Because they didn't have, like, shooters. When you have an athletic team, you have to run in transition a lot. So, that's why I feel, at the end of the day, the Hawks could potentially be the fifth or sixth seed. So, like, yeah, like, the Hornets, they can interchange. But I think the Hornets are, I'm going to be honest, I think the Hornets are going to be hunted this year because of what they've done. But I think they're going to be, but they got to stay healthy, like. Certain injuries could fuck up everything for this team. And they could potentially be a lottery team. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if injuries happen earlier. So, it's just like, there, we don't want no injuries. We wish everything well. Especially for all 30 teams. Because I just want to see good basketball. So, I just want to see good. But, like, I'm a LaMelo fan. Yeah, I'm a fan of Trae Young and shit like that. But at the end of the day, I'm a fan of basketball. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm sitting here watching these guys play each other in some practice scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? So, if you guys like my 1 through 8, tell me if you didn't, tell me if you hate it, tell me if you think I'm stupid, tell me, it's cool, it's whatever, bro, you know, like, we're all gonna have opinions, and I hope you guys rock with it. I hope you guys rock with this, and I challenge y'all to drop your 1 through 8, and I'm gonna play it in the next episode. Whatever I think has the best 1 through 8, I'm gonna play it in my episode where you're just going to see it up here, but I'm going to play it. So, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the family. Tap into the media game because my fam too lit. Shout out to J&J Video. Shout out to King Fuseless. Shout out to Juju Knows Who. Shout out to Self-Made Sicario. Shout out to Queen Royalty. Shout out to DZ. Shout out to so many people who make this shit great. Shout out to Mozart. Shout out to just everybody who's part of this. Shout out to DKM. You get what I'm saying? Like, everything is coming full circle. So, at the end of the day, let's just keep grinding and let's keep doing what we do. And I think we'll be, I don't know. I think we're just special people end up being around special people. You feel me? So, that's what I got to say, gang. So, let's get it, man. And we out of here, dog. No kidding.